the achievement's nearly on a par with what we did in the 60s, really, you know, given the modern game and the finances of the modern game and the finances of me and the rest of the board and what we have compared to the other players in the game. I think it's absolutely unbelievable. Full marks to Sean and his team and all the players. Incredible job.
When you embarked on the journey this season, did you think that you could ever reach the heady heights that you find yourselves in now?
Didn't even think about it. I thought about 40 points, safety, another season in the Premiership. And to be honest, next season, you're fantastic. But our first target will be 40 points again. Sorry to sound so, so boring, but it's true.
Hard to for the Burnley fans to appreciate that, because you know, they're so looking forward to going on a European tour. They've been singing it throughout the afternoon. They've been singing it for a while now, haven't they?
It's ironic, isn't it? You know, the town that had one of the biggest majorities for Brexit and wanted to leave Europe now can't start singing about getting back into Europe. So I'm not quite sure how to sort of break that into little bits and how to analyse it. But hey-ho, we're back in Europe.
It looks like you're probably going to have to qualify.
I believe it's probably late July, something like that. We would play the first game if hopefully things work out okay. The players are back early July, so it's 2 weeks before we plan, I guess, but you know, you've got to manage things like that.
We were talking before kickoff. You can actually look at the rise of Burnley. You can trace it almost back to 87, Ian Britton's goal. You know, there's been a few setbacks, a few financial things along the way as well.
Yeah.
But you've just had that kind of steady climb, haven't you? And do you feel as though you're almost on top of a summit, a mountain here, that you've reached a new peak altogether?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I suppose it's been 30 years of a generally upward curve, but there's been some downward bits in it as well.
Yeah.
Quite a few, you know, some fairly big ones over the years. You know, if we get to we're at a new summit, maybe there's another summit over the top of that one. As when you're climbing your fells, there's always another mountain to climb, isn't there? So, and the road is never ending, that's for sure. So it's not at its end yet.
I know maybe today's not the day, or next week when I suppose it is mathematically confirmed, hopefully. But are there any concerns about the impact that a European journey might have on your Premier League campaign next year, or is that something that's at the back of your mind?
Well, first priority, as I said earlier, is 40 points. You know, safety comes first. It has to. And I don't just mean that for, you know, the glory of the Premier League, but the finances, the stability of the club, everything. So that's the main target. We give it a go. We see where it takes us.
Well, you need a bigger squad to be able to cope with it.
Well, you know, there's no change there, because every year we've been in the Premier League, we always try and strengthen, and we always try and end up at the end of the window stronger than we are at the beginning of the window. This summer, that won't change.
And to put it into context as well with Sean, the job that he's done to get you in this position. I know it's the players who put the ball in the back of the net and keep clean sheets and all the rest of it, but Sean, how do you feel about him now?
Well, he's unbelievable, just what he's done, the loyalty he's shown to the club, the motivation he gives to the players. Everything about the guy is fantastic, and onwards and upwards for him and the team.
It's time to dust off your passport then, isn't it? to use a cliche.
I do use it quite regularly, personally. I've not been to Uzbekistan yet, so that could be quite interesting if that comes out of the hat. Yeah, the world's shrinking and Burnley's getting a bigger part of it, I guess, which is nice.